Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting second. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rip Collins. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jack Graney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Keefe. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Keefe. And now, play ball. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Minoski reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts towards the mound. Keefe fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a pop-up towards short. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner juggles the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans catches it and throws to first to double up Collins. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Pratt covering, for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Rule and over to Dugan, who tags Sewell for the out. Graney moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Graney scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Dave Keefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keefe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Neill moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Keefe covering, for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Pratt reaches second base with a double. Jameson throws the ball into Gardner, who tags Pratt trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field. Graney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Graney. Dugan goes all the way around to score. Smith moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to third. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Rule reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rule scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 0 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney is 0 for 1 in the game. Graney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Neill moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Minoski bunts towards first. McInnes fields the ball and throws to Lindsay covering. Safe. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Speaker moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney is 0-for-2 in the game. Graney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lindsay hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pratt scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-3 in the game. Jamison hits a pop-up towards short. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. James Edwards now pitching. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Minoski hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Wamsgans moves to third. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Collins is chasing the ball. Sewell rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park 3-run home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Fullerton now pitching. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney is 0-for-3 in the game. Graney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fullerton fields it and throws to first for the out. McInnes moves to second. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Neill is walked intentionally. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is hit by the pitch. McInnes moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. Alan Russell now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jameson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dugan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Foster pinch hits for Elmer Smith. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Collins reaches second base with a double. Dugan moves to third. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rule hits a line drive towards third. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Nemo Leibold now playing right field. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Leibold. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke strikes out. One out. Alan Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Minoski hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gardner. Minoski moves to third. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wamsgans fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McInnes takes first base on ball 4. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney is 0-for-4 in the game. Graney bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Pratt covering, for the out. McInnes moves to second. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. O'Neill is walked intentionally. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-5 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dugan bunts towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Collins hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Leibold moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wamsgans moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Gardner bunts for a single. Wamsgans moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields it and throws to home to get Wamsgans. Speaker moves to third. Gardner moves to second. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McInnes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney is 0-for-4 in the game. Graney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke strikes out. 1 out. Alan Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-6 in the game. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pratt hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Dugan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-1 in the game. Leibold takes first base on ball 4. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 4-for-6 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker moves to third. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Rule moves to second. One out. Alan Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rule moves to third. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a double. Minoski hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney is 0-for-5 in the game. Graney strikes out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and three walks. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pratt hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Dugan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Liebold hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. the Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 7 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 4 for 6 in the game, with two singles, two doubles, and a walk. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Wamsgans moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 7 in the game, with a single and a double. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 6 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Leibold. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans scores. Speaker moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.